children's names? Like, how would you? Do you have any children?
I have four. Hey, look at my grandchild.
How did you choose names for him? Let's see. Oh, is that cute? Precious.
He's a baby doll. He's a year old in May. And they're coming next week. I'm so excited.
They don't live here?
No, Sumter, South Carolina.
Oh, okay. So how would you give them names?
Well, we made a pact, and Pete said, I'll name all the boys, you name all the girls, so we only had one daughter. I named her. You want to know how I came to name her?
Yeah,
what I
named. Like, do you keep names from the family?
Yes, we keep names from the family. My mother's name is Helen Amanda. My husband's mother's name was Effie. It was her surname. And my mother's name was Helen Amanda. So we took part of Pete's mother's name, part of my mother's name, and gave to our daughter. She's Amanda.
Okay,
our firstborn son, Martin, all of our children are named for members of the family. He was named for the first that ever came to the county, James Martin.
Mm-hmm.
So it is traditional. We carry on family name.
Okay.
Old fashioned. Go back to the family.
Do many of them have middle names that are last names?
Yes. Yes, they do. All my husband's sisters have in their name.
Oh,
do they? A lot of people do that.
Okay.
They use the surname as the given name. The mother's surname as the child's part of their given name. You know.
Same one for all the children.
That's what they did in his family. Now that doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen.
What would you say about a child that's kind of like one of its parents, its mother, its father?
He takes after.
Okay. Karen, I'll see you.
Gary. Thank you. It was a long haul, but we did.
Still plenty to do. You said just not worry about until you call, right?
Right. Let's see. Tuesday. What did I tell you about Tuesday? No, I said to wait till I call.
Okay.
Gary, you'll be at Jefferson on Tuesday.
I'll be every day.
Okay. So, I tell you before, if you don't mind, before you leave Jefferson on Tuesday, call me.
Okay. All right.
And because we may need you bad.
Okay.
Okay.
You do.
I think Charles Barr can come, and we'll have Chris, and I think we'll be fine. But I'd rather you call to be
okay.
Sure. Thanks, Gary.
Had a lot of people to manage.
Yes, I
do. Okay, children. If a woman is going to have a child, you'd say she's what?
She's expecting, or she's pregnant. I'd probably say she's expecting.
Okay. How are babies delivered? Do you remember when they used
born,
to come?
They used to say birthing,
homes,
but I never have. The baby came. The baby was born. She came.
Okay.
I don't use any unusual terminology.
Do you remember when people would have their children at home instead of in the hospital?
All of us were born at home.
Mm-hmm. Did they have a doctor?
Well, my mother had a midwife, and she would take. She would call her neighbor, the midwife, first, and while she was coming, we had a doctor too. They didn't depend just on my grandfather was a doctor, so my mom sent for him, but he was pretty far away. So usually, by the time he got there, the baby was there. The midwife had.
Okay. What about a child whose parents are not married or?
Illegitimate.
The father is. That's a term we use. Have any other?
Yes, I know others I don't like. Woods chicken. That is one around here. He's a woods chicken. If they say that, that means that he's illegitimate.
Okay. How about if a child, something happened to its parents, they were killed? Something like that.
Well, I would say he's orphaned.
Same, even if they were taken in by their family, they would still be orphaned.
Yes.
Okay. What would you have to push a baby in?
Carriage.
Okay. And how about when you were in school? What kind of hours did you go?